new law that was rushed through the Delaware General Assembly on the final day of the legislative session in June could benefit the sponsor's brother. And now lawmakers are criticizing the familial conflict and a process that skirted the usual legislative rules. More from WHYY's Chris Barish.
Kent County Democratic State Senator Trey Pardee's bill authorized that county to levy up to a 3% tax on hotel stays. House and Senate leaders brought it up for a vote without a committee hearing or a chance for public comment. State Rep. John Kowalko said he just read the synopsis, not the language of the one-page bill, before voting.
These are almost commonplace authorization of a taxing authority, especially something like a hotel surcharge tax or whatever it's called.
The $1 million a year such a tax might generate wouldn't go to the Kent County Treasury. It would be sent to the privately run Delaware Turf Youth Sports Complex. The stated goal is to boost the rural central Delaware economy. But it also turns out that the lead sponsor's brother, John Pardee, is on the facilities board and part of a group planning a hotel and shopping complex next door. Kent County GOP Senator Dave Lawson co-sponsored the bill, but now says it should be rescinded.
I did know he was on the board, and I didn't have a problem with that, but I did not know the full scope of the involvement. My concern would have been the conflict of interest there. What I know now, I probably would not have voted on it. That just doesn't taste right, doesn't smell right.
Democrat Kowalko says the controversy illustrates why they should not pass so many bills in the final hours of the legislative session.
Delaware Way is a pathway where power begets power and power gets to keep power. You take two steps forward and it's in another world of good government, and then you look around and you see you're standing in the middle of a freaking desert or a nuclear waste site.
Neither of the Pardee brothers would speak with WHYY, but the senator posted on Facebook that he didn't consider, quote, potential conflicts, and would seek to remove Delaware Turf as the beneficiary when lawmakers reconvene in January. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.